Joining us now is Coach Jake Vinsel of the Windsor Greyhounds. Coach, 46-30. Congratulations. Sounds like it was a pretty hard-fought, tough game tonight.
Well, this was a wild one. Let's definitely say that. It was a wild game tonight. Hats off to Archie. You know, we were up 24-8 at half, and then they came back in the second half. In fact, we scored first, and so we went up 32-8. And then, you know, it was a crazy game there in the second half. Both offenses started scoring points often. You know, we had some things happen to us. We had some guys going down, so we had guys playing positions they've never played before. But I was really proud of how our guys responded, and it was a very gutsy effort on our part. Made some plays when we needed to, and you know, made enough of them tonight to get the W.
Coach, that feeling when your defense decides that they can't stop anybody and you've got to score to keep momentum and keep the lead, that is a gut-wrenching feeling, I can tell you that. So I don't envy the sleep you're not going to get tonight. Talk a little bit about who played well for the Greyhounds. 46 points, that's a pretty good offensive output.
Well, yeah, it was like I said, it was definitely a wild one, and both offenses were scoring often in the second half. And, well, you know, up front, we did a great job. We had 309 yards rushing on the evening. Jonah Roberts, our senior running back, had 20 carries for 168 yards and two TDs. Our starting quarterback went down in the first quarter. One of those plays, you know, he kind of gets rolled up on and hurt his ankle. And so our sophomore backup quarterback, Dylan Witherspoon, came in and did a great job for us. He had 10 carries for 64 yards and three TDs. He did just a great job of being ready to step up whenever we needed him to. He executed our offense at a high level. We were very efficient in the passing game. We were 4-for-7 for 80 yards and a TD. And honestly, you know, as many points, you know, a lot of points scored tonight, but our defense did make some really big plays, and they were game-changing plays. Dalton Witherspoon had two interceptions on defense, and Jonah Roberts had one. And those were huge plays. You know, they had situations where they were trying to get some drives going. They're inside the red zone, and you come up with the interception, and that can definitely change momentum.
Yeah, and sometimes when you have high possession games, you know, the scores tend to be higher anyway. So sounds like they scored on four possessions or tonight, but if there was 15 possessions, you know, you held them out of the end zone 11 times. So you guys are 7-2 on the season. I believe you have Concordia next week, Coach. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. You know, honestly, going into this thing, we knew there was a lot on the table. Crestridge was right behind us in the district standing, so we had talked about that. We knew what we needed to do this evening to put ourselves in a situation to get the 2 seed. We were able to do that, so we held on to the 2. We thought that we would probably be playing Archie again, one of those week 9, and then, you know, play him in the first round of districts. But, you know, Sherwood got a big win tonight. They jumped all the way to the 6th, and that jumped Concordia with 3 wins, and then that moved Archie to the 8th seed. So we will be playing Concordia this week.
All right, Coach. Concordia, you know, they've got some athletes on the field. They can spread the ball around a little bit. They've had a couple of offensive explosions this year. You don't want to overlook them, but it looks like there might be another Windsor-Crestridge matchup, which seems to be a yearly deal in your districts.
Yes, it is. I know that Concordia will be well-coached. I know that they've been putting up some points this season, and I put up 60 points on Wellington.
Fairchild. Okay. All right, Coach. Oh, sorry, Coach. Continue.
Yep. And, you know, they've been putting up a lot of points here recently, and they're pretty explosive offense. We'll have to have a great week of practice. We got to get healthy, so we need some guys to heal up this week big time and be prepared. And, you know, it's 1 week at a time. You want to have a good regular season to set yourself up for a good seed and a good matchup in the first round. You know, and you wipe the slate clean, 7-2 regular season, but now it's win or go home. And we'll be completely focused and prepared for Concordia. You know, if get a matchup in the second round in Crestridge, you know, like you said, that's kind of one of those things that seems like it happens year in and year out. But right now our total focus is on Concordia for sure.
All right, Coach, you've been a loyal caller this year. Call us back next week after you take on the Orioles.
All right. Thank you, sir, for your coverage, and go Greyhounds.
All right. That is Jake Vinsel of Windsor, and he has an assistant coach that loves crappie fishing on Truman Lake, Coach McKnight. I will probably be getting a hold of you sometime soon.